Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're working together to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a educational coaching, consulting platform for real estate investors, everyone from beginner to advanced. We have members that join that have never owned real estate before, and members who join us who already have 5,000 units. They just want to hone their skills and grow. I want to talk about a comment that's in our intro that came up today when I was consulting with someone, and they had been a member of another group, another platform, and their experience was that they learned a lot. I don't want to mention the platform. It's not a Houston-based platform. I guess I can. David Lindahl. I think he's out of Tennessee. And they had paid a large sum of money to get what I consider the basic information. Pretty much what we charge $500 for, they were charging thousands upon thousands. But I like Lindahl's work. There's really good information there. So this is nothing against Lindahl, but the comment that she brought up was that it was just money. Everything was just money, as if you make more money, suddenly all your problems are going to go away. And she realizes that's not true. So she goes, the reason I joined your program is because you have classes on fitness, relationships, travel, all the parts of a balanced life. And it comes down to this particular point. All of you need to understand that making money is easy. Easy. All you do, find a way to help and serve other people, leverage and scale your ability to serve, and you'll make a lot of money. The problem is, the way that most people are teaching this stuff, they don't incorporate time for family, time for travel, time for romance. It's just money, money, money. So, simply put, making money is easy if you're willing to sacrifice your family, sacrifice your marriage, sacrifice your fitness. And I've seen it all too often. There's a big name in town. His personal life is completely shambles. Got a lot of money, but his personal life is shambles. It's like you failed at everything else and you made a little money. That's not success at all. The trick or the challenge is to get wealthy while maintaining your long-term relationships, while enjoying romance, travel, charity, all the parts of a balanced life. And that's what our focus is at Total Wealth Academy and separates us in the marketplace. Now, the next thing that people will say sometimes is, well, are you promoting David Lindahl? Yes. I don't think there's a platform anywhere in the United States that you should join and not listen to other people as well. See, some guys in town, they're like, oh, you do it my way or get the heck out of my club. They'll literally kick you out of their club if they find out you're taking other courses. to me, that's the most vain, arrogant thing you could possibly do. You want multiple points of view. Let me give you an example. When I was first getting into apartments 25 years ago, I took this course on owning apartments. I almost think it was David Lindahl's course. It was amazing. I knew almost all of it already because I already owned apartments. Now, why would I spend 20 or 30 grand to take a course that I already know? Because he said it differently. It gave me a clearer understanding. It made me a better investor. It helped me tremendously. Yeah, I knew 90% of what he said, but that 10% that I didn't know has made me hundreds, if not millions of dollars. So I think it's important for each of you to listen to two or three, maybe even more. I've read dozens of different books on the exact same subject and learned something from each one. It makes me a better mentor. It makes me a better coach, consultant, whatever you want to call it. So, but let me get back to my big point. Make sure that whatever platform you do get involved with, or platforms, make sure one of them is of the other parts of life as well. Not just money, 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 money. Because it doesn't solve all your problems. In fact, it creates new ones. It solves all of the problems you got right now that are caused by not having money, but then it creates problems that are associated with having money. It's very disturbing, but who are the only people on earth with no problems? The people in the graveyard. That's it. Everybody's got problems. But as Tony Robbins says, he just drives to his problems now in a limousine. A little more fun. So make sure that you don't go out there and design your life just to make money, sacrificing your relationship, sacrificing your health to do so. Make sure that you figure out a way to do it while doing all those other extremely important points, extremely important parts, I should say, of a balanced life. You know, I include in my Saturday class, I include about 20 minutes on fitness. And you say, what's that got to do with real estate investing? One word, energy. See, so many people are tired at the end of the day because they don't exercise. They can't go out and buy real estate. They're too pooped because they don't exercise. So they're kicking themselves in the butt. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Steve Davis of Total Wealth Academy. Were you told it's normal to sometimes lose money in a down market? That's not true. Our clients make money in both the up and down market while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $50,000 or more of investable assets, you should consider passive real estate investing to protect and grow your money. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class to learn more. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Let's move now into talking about a thing called momentum and how important and how it can make you a more effective person. I've got a story to share with you where a couple came to me and they were kind of floundering, kind of stagnating. And they joined up to Total Wealth Academy. They even hired me as their consultant, which is a large chunk of money. And they were in single family houses. They were buying and flipping. Well, after they joined our group, suddenly they were able to do deals again. And guess how many phone calls I got from them as their consultant? One, maybe two. They flipped a couple houses, did really well. And I actually asked them the question. I go, you paid me this big sum of money. You didn't even use me. I mean, we talked maybe once or twice. And he said, the reason I did it is because I needed someone to kick my butt and get me moving forward. And it worked. And it brought to light they had lost momentum. That's what had happened. I see it all the time. Meaning a person will come in and kick butt the first year. Buy five or six houses the first year. And you just think, wow, this person's a dynamo. They're going to kill it. They're going to rock. And then you see them 2 years later, they're still at six houses. They lost momentum. Now let's take it further with the original couple. So they tell me they wanted me to kick their butt, which I did in a subtle way, and they got active again. Now, I guess it's 15 months later, they have moved completely into another space. It's either RV or RV parks or self-storage. So now they're all in self-storage. How did they do that so fast? It's because of momentum. And I never realized that a lot of people don't associate momentum with taking action. Because, you know, when we learn about it in high school, about momentum, it's always done on objects, like a stone or a ball or something like that. And they explain, here it is, a body at rest tends to stay at rest. But a body in motion tends to stay in motion. And very few people make the connection that humans are the same exact way. We've got to be moving at all times. Moving forward towards a goal. And a lot of people will say, well, you got $10 million, why do you keep going? Because resting on your laurels is flipping boring. You're always going to set a higher goal. Once you achieve a goal, what it does is it exposes you to an even higher goal. You begin believing in yourself. Because most people set goals to where they think they can get. And when they get there, they finally realize, well, that really wasn't my goal. Now, let me give you an example. You say, I want $1 million. But deep down, you actually wanted $10 million. But you didn't think you could do it. You didn't believe it. So you didn't want to be disappointed. So you set a low goal, $1 million. And you achieve it. But when you achieve it, you suddenly realize, man, I did it. I kicked butt. I achieved my goal. And guess what comes back to your head? The real goal, which was $10 million. And you say, man, I'm going to make $10 million. And you reset your goal because your confidence level is up. You're proud. You feel good about yourself. And you've knocked out one of your goals. So people always are changing their goals. There's no such thing as reaching the end. People think, wow, there's going to be this boom, I'm going to reach a point, and then I won't have any more goals. See, when you even say it, it doesn't make sense, does it? So there is no amount of money that you're going to stop. You're always going to raise your goal every single time you get to one. But that's, again, momentum. You know, if you look at that little family, the first momentum thing that got them in motion was they recognized that they were stagnating. That's the first step. Once you're willing to control your ego and admit that you're stagnating, that you're not moving forward, then you take a baby step. And I think their first baby step was to read The Richest Man in Babylon, to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and a couple other books. Then they said, we need to start attending seminars. So they came to my seminar and enrolled. Then they said, nope, I want a consultant to kick my butt. So they hired me as a consultant. See how each step gets bigger and bigger and the results from it become larger and larger every time? That's momentum. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. So you want to definitely, take a baby step. I don't care what it is. Take a baby step towards your goal. And once you start that motion, that activity, acting, once you take that action step, it becomes easier and easier and easier to take the next step, action step, to get you further along your path. The other problem that I'm seeing goes back to the concept that the poor and the middle class make decisions slowly and they change them often. And I actually can explain some of that. I'm going to get better at this because I'm reading a couple of books on it. But it's because your brain evolved as a energy, it's designed to conserve energy. Your brain looks for the easiest way. Why do we pick the grapes off the bottom of the tree? Because it's easier. It doesn't require as much energy. You know, why don't we, you know, you see a tree full of fruit, climb to the top and get the one at the top. Because our brain is wired for least effort. Least effort. The term is least effort maintaining or something like that. Our brains, human brains, least effort. And really, I think all animals are the same way. Because you want to conserve. That means you need less food. That means you need to hunt less. That means less risk. That means you live longer. So, looking for least effort is what keeps people from making good decisions and getting into action. So, here's the person that works 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, comes home, grabs a beer and watches TV for 4 hours and goes to sleep. They're not controlling their brain. They're letting their brain control them. They are looking and acting on the least effort principle. So when you make a decision and you take even a small action, read a book, attend a seminar, something, you're controlling your brain. And when it comes to the poor middle class and unsuccessful people taking a long time to make a decision, it comes down to this particular thing that happens in your brain. The reason successful people are successful is because when they decide they want to do something, they freaking do it. They make a decision and move forward. Here's what the poor middle class do. They go, wow, I should build a second stream of income, but I'm going to go home and think about it. And they drive home, and on the drive home, they figure out, oh, I'd have to deal with tenants. Oh, I'd have to qualify for a mortgage. Ugh. And just your brain is thinking on its own. You're not controlling it. And it's going to give you all the reasons not to do it so that you maintain least effort. See, being successful requires a lot of energy and a lot of work. A lot of work. People think there's something for nothing out there, get rich quick, this, that, and the other. No, nobody gets rich unless they work hard at what they're trying to do. All right, we got to go to break. We'll talk a little bit more about this, then I'll get to the email questions. I got quite a few already. Email is open to you right now. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Or give me a buzz. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $50,000 or more in investable assets, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free 90-minute sample class live or online. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class button. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are open right now. If you've got a question for me, please give me a call at 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. And what I'm looking for is any question, but my favorites are when people call me and they've got a challenge. I don't know if I can get financing. I thought I had to put 20% down. I'm afraid of tenants. I'm afraid I don't qualify or whatever. Whatever fear that you have about investing in real estate, what's keeping you from doing it? Why haven't you done it in the past? I want to know what that reason, excuse, problem, whatever you want to call it, is. And I'll share with you the best practices and the business model that deals with that problem. One of the things we as humans have a tendency to do is we will come up with an excuse and act like we're the first person to ever think of it. I know why real estate doesn't work. It's because tenants call you all the time. It's a complete hassle. Okay, so you think you're the first person that ever thought of that? You don't think over the last 1,000 years that somebody else didn't think of that and figure out a solution for it? How about 2,000 years? How about 3,000 years? You know there were apartment complexes in Rome, right? Identical to the way they're run today, almost. So, yes, any fear or belief that you have, there's a business model for it. You are not the first one to think of it. It's been thought of a million times. And a million people have figured out a solution for it. Otherwise, there wouldn't be rental real estate on every street corner. But it's important for you to address it, admit you've got that belief, get a solution for it so that you can move forward to your towards your goal of building that second stream of income. Because that story, the family with the momentum behind them, I don't think either of them work anymore. That's a nice position to be in. Now, they're actively running their property, so that's sort of a job, but they don't have to work anymore. It's a really neat position to be in. So if you've got a question for me, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's answer a couple email questions. This first is a Michael. He's got a first-time investor question. Split the property. Yeah, Michael, don't ever split property. Don't ever buy a house with somebody else. That's just asking for trouble. Single family's just too small to partner on, except in certain cases. In your case, I would never do it. And you're talking about starting an LLC, which is an expense. Then you're going to have to do a tax return for that LLC every year, which is an expense and a hassle. And you think, you know, it's worth it to get that 3.5% down. That's because, Michael, you don't understand real estate investor loans. We do many deals, multiple deals, same person sometimes with just 3, 4, 10% down. So part of the problem, Michael, is I can tell from your email you have not taken a course on real estate investing. You're just making this stuff up as you go. Now, don't feel bad, Michael. I see this all the time. But remember lag, laziness, arrogance, and greed. Are you too lazy to take a course? Are you so arrogant you think you don't need to? And are you too greedy to spend the money? Those three things will destroy you, Michael. And you do a deal with your buddy, I guarantee there's going to be major problems. Major problems. The only two people that should partner together are people that bring different things to the deal. Now, a lot of you thought I was going to say two people that need each other. No, it's a different point of view. In other words, Michael, if you said, my buddy has $500,000, I've got perfect credit and I'm willing to manage the deals, and he's going to give me $25,000 every time I buy a house for the down payment, that makes sense. Go buy 5 times 4, go buy 20 houses. But when you're just struggling and he's got a little bit of credit, you got a little bit of credit, and you're trying to sneak another 3.5% down deal, one, that's possibly fraud. It's just not worth it, Michael. Go get educated so you understand why we don't put 20% down on our real estate, which is what you think. And however, do I want you losing your momentum? Absolutely not. But the momentum has to be towards an effective solution. You're moving towards what in my past experience has always been ineffective. So no, in no way, shape, or form would I do what you're thinking about doing. I would continue to save and buy my own houses in your name. You don't need an LLC for single family. Even if it's a little slower, you say, well, we can buy another one right now. That's impatience. Do the right thing. Wait till you can buy it. Have your buddy buy his rent houses. You buy your rent houses. And keep moving forward towards your goal. Hope that helps, Michael, and I hope I wasn't too negative. It's just, I've seen this fail so many times, I can't even count it. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This next question is from a Ralph, and it's about property management software. Cozy.com, Ralph, is what I recommend. It's got everything. You can keep your leases in the cloud. You can keep all of your lease applications in the cloud. And it has everything else that you need to manage your single family portfolio. I believe they either have it or they're working on it for some small multifamily as well, 20, 30, 40 units. But it's cozy.co, I believe, or .com. COZY.co. That's my favorite online software to run your single family homes through. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this next question is, nope, that's not a question. Oh, here we go. Jeremy got a fourplex looking for help. And picking it up for $225, fourplex for $225, it's bringing in about $2,800. You know, Jeremy, I'm going to ask you to do this. Send me your cash on cash rate of return. 25% down is ridiculous. Yeah, Jeremy, this is another situation where you're not a member of a real estate investor club. 25% down. What'd you do? Go to Bank of America and ask them? They are not investor friendly. Sorry, Bank of America. Sorry, Wells Fargo, if you get your feelings hurt. You say you're investor friendly, but you require insane down payments. 25% down is ridiculous, because then you've got to pay all your rehab as well, Jeremy. So that could be another 20%. So 25% of 225 is 55,000, 55,000. A little more than that, actually. And let's say each unit needs just $5,000. That's another 20,000. So you're looking at $75,000 out of pocket. If you join a real estate investor club like ours, I bet this deal would be closer to $20,000, maybe $30,000 out of pocket. So please, Jeremy, stop trying to do this on your own. Join a real estate investor club. Where are you at? California. Yeah, you can join us. We have members all across the country, in Canada and a few in Mexico. But I would find a local club as well that's going to have mortgage contacts. And there are tons of investor clubs in California. Just make sure that they've got good mortgage companies that can help you with a thing called a hard money loan, where you can buy the property and rehab it all in one loan. Okay, we got to go to break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. If you got a question for me, give me a call now. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We are in the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, it is important that you call right now. It's 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. And please don't wait till the last 2 or 3 minutes and then I can't answer your question. So please give me a call now. If you're sitting there with a fear, you're sitting there with something holding you back, let me know what that is. We'll work through it together and solve that problem for you so you can move forward towards your goal. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Okay, this next question is about passive investing. This is someone at work, so they wish to remain anonymous. You really, to be an effective passive investor, there's clubs that will let you join and do passive investing with just $50,000. Well, be aware that the minimum investment into a passive deal is generally about $50,000. So let's say that you're 45, it took you 20 years to save up that $50,000. When are you going to do your next deal? Another 20 years? See, we require people to have $100,000 or more. And what they're doing is they're taking $50,000 and putting it into a self-storage or RV park or mobile home park or apartment complex, whatever. But that leaves them $50,000. And what they're doing is flipping houses to generate more capital to be able to buy more passive deals. It makes sense? See, at these other clubs, yeah, come on in, join, boom, put your $50,000 in a deal. You're dead in the water. You're done. You're spent. We don't allow that. We want you to be able to continue to grow, continue to move forward towards your goals. So it's $100,000 or more to do passive investing at Total Wealth Academy. And again, you'll put half of that into a passive deal, keeping the other $50,000 free to flip properties. Every time you make $50,000, do another passive deal and just keep adding to your portfolio. Then when you do the refis, you put that back into more passive deals until you reach your financial goal, whether it's $10,000 a month or $20,000 a month. You keep doing that until you got that $20,000 a month in passive income. Then you can stop even flipping if you want. Most people don't, though. Like I said, once you reach the goal you think you have, most people find that they actually set a goal below what they really wanted. They set it low because they didn't have confidence in themselves. But once they do have confidence in themselves, they see that they've achieved their goal, they're able to go back into their brain, back into their memory, and go, no, my real goal was 30 grand a month. And then they start working on that. And then when they reach 30, they go, now the real goal is 40. So they just keep going. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Oh, there's another part of this question. Didn't even notice this. $500,000 in a 401 with a previous company. Now that's a good situation. You got 500 there, 200 with your current company. Yeah, rock and roll. You're in the perfect position to do it. What you're going to do is take that $500,000 401 and self-direct it. Take that money, 450 of it, and go do 4.5 deals, which would really be 5, 4 at 100, 1 at 50. Then you got that 50,000 left to flip. Your next question is going to be, what about the 200,000 I have at my current employer? Well, you can't get to that unless you quadro it. That means you have to give it to your spouse. If you're married, you can quadro it, give it to your spouse, and then she can self-direct it into passive investments as well. And if you go $700,000, that'd be about $140,000 a year in passive income as a rule, about $140,000 a year. Hope that helps, and thank you for the inquiry. Thank you for the email. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, this is an email. I'm going to leave anonymous because they've given me a little bit of personal information. And I got to say, I don't like your idea of buying a 4-bedroom house and leasing it to 4 different people. Don't like it at all. It's hard enough to find a family that gets along together than it is to find 4 strangers that get along together. Everybody I've ever seen do that has told me that the number of phone calls they get, the number of hassles they get, problems are just 10 times as many as a one-year lease to a family. So I do not like the idea at all. I've never seen it work effectively. It's just a hassle. You're going to do 10 times as much work on that house as you do leasing it to just a family on a 12-month lease. Okay. All right. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This next question comes from a Diane. Diane's simply asking how long I've been doing this. I've been mentoring and consulting for 30 years. I've owned over 100 single family units and over 4,000 apartment units and everything in between, 10 units, 20 units, 40 units, 200 units, 500 units. And I started off, am I reading this right? How did you get started? It's very simple. I got a pay cut at my job, and it woke me up to the fact that having a job is a very high risk position, very high risk, way higher risk than investing in real estate. And I said, I've got to start owning some real estate. So I spent about 30 grand that first year on Carlton Sheets, Dave Del Dotto, Tommy Vu, all these gurus trying to learn the business. Then I started wholesaling, moved to flipping, then moved to single family rental, that's four units and below, then eventually moved to small apartments. My first one was just 10 units. By the way, that was an owner finance deal, didn't use any of my credit at all, and then went to 22, 23, 40, and then eventually ended up passively investing in the 4,000 apartment units. So that's kind of my experience. I've got obviously 100 times more experience from other members and students. But Diane, with the goals that you have of building a second stream of income, yes, I can help you. I don't care what your present financial position is. There's a way to move forward. So don't be discouraged. Join a real estate investor platform, learn the material, and get out there and take action. And the best way to get started is to come to our free sample class. There's going to be one next Thursday and maybe even next Saturday, but it's all online. Just go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, click on the free sample class, and you can attend that live or online. GetTotalWealth.com, free sample class. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. So if you listen to the whole show, my main goal is to get you to take a baby step. It may be reading a book. It may be coming to a free workshop. It may be talking to your spouse. That's sometimes a hard conversation to have. To go, look, honey, we're 45. We got a couple hundred grand in the bank. We're getting killed. We need to do something different. Took us 20 years to save up 200 grand. It's going to take us 20 years to save up another 200 grand. We got to do something different. Have that conversation with your spouse, and maybe that's the first step. Like I said, get the momentum. Then agree to read a couple of books on building wealth. Then agree to attend some seminars. Start studying this stuff and start building that second stream of income, because momentum helps tremendously. Once you get moving, it's actually hard to stop. It's getting out of that inertia, is that the word? Getting out of that stagnation point. Push yourself. Take an action step. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope you enjoy your weekend. Take care.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.